Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today, I'm delighted to be joined by Ricky Branner, Director of High Performance, Scale, and Emerging Business at Intel. Welcome, Ricky. How's it going?
Great. Thanks, Allison. It's good to be here.
So this is the first time that you've been on the program, I believe. Why don't you start by giving a bit on your background and your role at Intel?
Sure. My background, I'm an engineer at heart, and by training, I always tell people I grew up in product development. I started at 17 in General Motors as an intern, and then I spent 25 years at Xerox after that stint. And I've been at Intel going on 5 years now, which has been a great transition because what we get to do in this role that I'm involved in now around workstations is all those other roles were around product delivery. And I know what it's like to develop a product and get it to delivery, get to launch. And what we get to do with our products is help enable those folks, those creators, to really make a difference. And it's exciting to be a part of that and driving the workstation business for Intel as a segment. That's really kind of my role, my team's role.
Now, workstations are really unique products from Intel because they're designed as client devices that utilize a lot of the technology from the Xeon product line that we deliver also to the data center. Why has there been this history of development of the powerhouse workstations with Xeon?
By definition, it's a client device. However, the workloads are what's very different. Otherwise, you could get by with just a simple laptop. The type of workloads that are being done by, you think about developers and scientists and even media, I'll call them media engineers because the work that they do creating like 3D and driving even more in the virtual reality space, all that is really heavy workloads, and it really benefits from the high performance that you get from a server-based die, which is what our servers tend to use. So the Xeon helps bring that performance, and that's what we leverage in workstations, is leverage that high-level performance that we use in our high-end servers, and we're leveraging it and really focusing it and optimizing it for workstations.
Now, you guys recently had an exciting moment where you launched the first Xeon scalable workstations, as well as Intel Xeon W. Tell me about those and what core capabilities were brought forth with these new platforms.
It's really about accelerating creation. I really relate to product developers. And there's three parts to that accelerating creation and that this launch really brings to bear. Number one, it's about the product. And so the product that we, Intel, deliver, the Intel Xeon Scalable Processor, up to 56 cores, the performance is 2.71 times better than over a four-year life. And then our Intel Xeon W processor with 1.87 times performance over a four-year life. These are huge improvements in performance. And then up to 56 cores on Xeon Intel Scalable processor and up to 18 cores on Xeon W processor. The number of cores and the frequencies, we're into the 4.5, 4.2 turbo range. These products really, that's the acceleration part to me. It helps you deliver all our jobs faster. And the creation side is the areas that we get to play with those products. Our customers and our partners, the things that these products are being used for are virtual reality content creation, and it's getting more and more intense, this whole creation space. AI and analytics, as an example, time to insights. How do we get better time to insights? That expands everything from oil and gas to health and life sciences. It's a stepping stone into high-performance compute. Rapid delivery as it relates to things like megatasking and helping, again, product developers and the media experts being able to get their work done faster because of the parallel workloads. And I mentioned there were three things. And the third thing about this accelerating creation is really what our customers and partners are saying about this launch and why it's so important. Technicolor, for example, some of their keywords is ultimate in what's possible in VR today. And Ansys, impressive performance for engineering productivity. And some of our direct customers like Dell, Lenovo, and HPI, they talk about things like mission critical, intensely creative, and the highest level of workstation performance. That's what this product launch is bringing to the table, and that's why we're excited about it.
Who do you see taking the step up to the Xeon scalable products, and who do you think is right size for that Xeon W workstation?
When you look at the scalable, it's really targeted to those customers that need the highest reliability, but also the highest time to throughput, and basically, time is critical, mission critical. I mean, I could be doing the same criticality work on an Intel Xeon W processor, But if time is that critical, and I think about customers like oil and gas, and I think about our media and entertainment, there is a lot of time it takes to do rendering and processing to create all the great media that exists. It takes a lot of time. That's when you want the Intel Xeon scalable processor. That's how I look at it. And I look at the Intel Xeon W processor as, this product, by the way, was designed from the very beginning to be a workstation product, right? This Intel Xeon W processor really aimed its optimal performance, a combination of cores as well as frequency. I actually see it as a step up from those entry-level workstation folks that they've got entry-level workstation, but they really want to get involved in some of the new things that are going on with whether it's virtual reality, whether it's AI, whether it's other workloads that are coming, that they want to be in a position where, you know, I want to be in a position where I can get involved and engaged in whatever's going to be coming down in the future as far as new opportunities and growth for our business.
You mentioned increased reliability on the platform. Tell me how you're delivering that, and in what context do those capabilities really play out for a workstation user?
One of the big important parts about Xeon is, to me, it's the foundation, or there's three parts of the foundation. It's expandability, it's reliability, and security. And relative to reliability, Xeon is designed to be on. It's designed for what we call ECC, which really is make sure that you don't have those kind of errors that can cause blue screens. Those are things that you can't afford. If you're a mission-critical provider, a developer, a creator, and time is critical to you, you're doing mission-critical work, a blue screen or any other error, bit error that happens is not something that you can afford. So that's the value that we see in reliability and why ECC is important in that space.
Well, Ricky, congratulations on the launch. This is always exciting to see the new workstations come out. I don't think that there's any group of folks that appreciate the performance capabilities of Xeon processors more than the folks that are using these workstation platforms day in and day out. What's next for the workstation team at Intel, and what are you excited about delivering to the market in the future?
As we continue, we look at the whole portfolio. I did mention entry workstation. We're going to start looking at the entry workstation as the next step and expect some great things in that space to really, this whole portfolio for workstation, we continue to drive what's best for our end customers so they continue to create and continue to accelerate creation in that space.
Fantastic. Well, if folks are listening online, they want to find out more about workstations, where would you send them to find out more information online?
Yes, intel.com/Xeon workstations.
Thank you so much, Ricky. We'd love to have you back in the future.
That'd be great, Allison. Thanks so much. I really appreciate it.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/ChipChat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/BigData, intel.com/Cloud, and intel.com/DataCenterOptimization.